Hey friend, welcome back. Today we are kicking off module 3. Now in this module, we're going to cover all the gear that you need for your podcast. And we're going to have recommendations and what I personally use. We're also going to examine the different microphones that are out there, why you need headphones, podcast recording, and podcast hosting. In order to have a podcast, you need a good quality mic. It's absolutely essential. Technically speaking, you can use the built-in mic on your computer or your phone to record episodes. I just don't recommend it. It's usually not great quality. And before we get into the best mics, let's look at the two different types, the XLR and the USB. Now, the XLR, or crossover, is really the industry standard. Bands, radio stations, podcasters alike, all over the world, this is what they use. Most mics on the market are the XLR, and most of the gear is designed for the XLR microphone. Now, these mics require an interface to use them, because they capture an analog signal using three-pronged male and female connectors. Now, the USB mic features the same capsules and condenser elements as a XLR, but they plug right into your computer's USB. It saves you the hassle of purchasing additional audio equipment, all those kinds of things. So let's look at the pros and cons of these two. So neither the USB nor the XLR are better than the other, in my opinion. Which one is best for you depends on your setup, your budget, and really what your needs are for the microphone. So let's look at some of the pros and cons to help you decide what's best. So let's start with the USB. These require no additional gear. So if you're recording solo, it's really the best one. The only accessory that you'll need for this is another set of USB cables, and you literally plug it in and hit record. Now, if you are recording with more than one person in the same room, you're going to need an audio interface, such as the Scarlett Focusrite 2i2. The thing about the USB mics is they are so much more affordable and give comparable sound quality to the XLR. Now, many of the ones that are currently on the market come with USB and XLR connections. USB mics are so easy to travel with because they don't require all that extra gear to use them. However, there's a couple of disadvantages. The biggest drawback to the USB mics is the lack of options that are on the market compared to the XLR. Now, most podcasting equipment is designed for the XLR, like I said. So if you decide to get a USB mic, just realize that it's going to limit your options a little bit. Should you decide to expand your podcast setup later, get more mics, want to get an interface, whatever that may be. Some computers have difficulty distinguishing between more than one USB mic if you are having multiple people in the same room recording. The big advantage of the XLR, in my opinion, is if you're recording with more than two people, it's the best option for you. It does allow for flexibility to make it easy to swap microphones, interfaces, cables, etc., and allow you to really grow your podcast setup in the future. As far as quality, the USB and XLRs have comparable sound quality. I notice a higher quality audio in more of a high-end XLR, usually around a $200 price point on Amazon and most retail locations. Remember, it requires that interface, even if you're just recording yourself. And the audio interface can be an expensive purchase for a beginning podcaster with a relatively small budget. And the XLRs are just more expensive because it requires more accessories and you have to purchase the mixer or a field recorder or an audio interface to capture the audio. And then there's a whole bunch of other issues like phantom power and things like that. And these are just less convenient to travel with, personally. And honestly, it's usually out of budget for most podcasters. So, which one should you choose? The USB, in my opinion, is a great option for solo podcasters or podcasters who are going to be using Zoom or Riverside.fm or Zencastr or any of those other remote interview recording apps. The XLRs are best if you are recording more than two people simultaneously in the same room. They're also a good option if you want to customize your podcast setup over time. If you have the budget, investing in an XLR mic really opens up a lot of options for you. Now, here are a few starter mics that I generally recommend. So we've got the Audio-Technica ATX2100X, the Samsung Q2U, the Rode Podcaster, which is what I have, the Shure N, the Shure M7. I also recommend purchasing a pop guard, a foam sock, or some sort of filter that reduces the popping sound produced when saying words that have harsh consonants, like the P in popular or the B in bonus. Now, you notice I didn't include the Blue Yeti. And it's quite a popular microphone for new podcasters. And while it's versatile enough for gaming and streaming, the Blue Yeti is not one that I generally recommend. Now, many other podcasters, coaches, consultants, they do recommend it. I just don't like it for podcasting. And let me tell you why. Because you know that's coming. It's an excellent microphone, technically speaking. And I even have one. But the USB Yeti mic is usually the wrong choice for podcasters. First of all, it's a condenser mic, not dynamic. And condenser mics pick up sounds miles away. I mean, not literally, but it feels like that. And then you can have lots of background issues with air conditioners, construction outside, kids being loud, or in my case, dogs barking and trains going by and helicopters flying over. It also means it picks up a lot of the extra sounds in the room that you're recording in. Now, if you already have one, that's completely okay. However, you're probably going to need to do a little extra work to get a quality, quiet recording. Now, in our next training, I'm going to go over all the reasons why you need headphones and which ones I recommend. So I'll see you over there.